Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
Luke, the 17th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, verses 5 through 10. The apostles said to Jesus, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. How many times have we prayed, I know I have, for more faith? How do you know when that prayer has been answered? You know, "Lord, increase our faith." 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005. Okay, Lord, have you increased it? Let me see. Where do I go to find out if my faith has been increased? When I married my wife, Mary, 38 years ago, I stood and said to those who were there that I would love her until death us do part. Then I thought I loved Mary because of Mary, which that would have been a very dangerous thing, wouldn't it? Which means that she would have controlled my love for her. That can be a very dangerous thing. As I grew, I discovered that my love for Mary doesn't come from Mary. My love of Mary comes from me. I put my love in Mary. I put my trust in Mary. Faith is a verb. It is not a noun. It cannot be measured. There have been times when I was at Erlanger doing my clinical pastoral education, when people would come in whose loved one was in a horrible accident and they didn't know whether or not they were going to live, and when they met me, they wanted a really quick faith lesson. They wanted me to quote a Bible verse to them or take some kind of magical wand and wave over them and turn them into people that they have not practiced ever becoming. That doesn't happen. Connie just preached my sermon during our prayer time, and I appreciate Connie for doing that. Her arm has been out of sorts, and she says to get it back, "I just have to remember to use it." Faith is something you and I already have. Faith is something you and I don't need more of. Faith is a muscle, and when we use it, that strengthens it. It's our trust in God. How often do you and I trust in God? Do you and I trust in God in the good times? We do. We trust in God in the good times. That's an easy time to trust in God. We trust in God in the good times, and whatever happens, we're good. What about in the not so good times? Do we still trust? What happens when our prayer does not turn out the way we want it to turn out? Do we still pour into God our trust, and we trust Him and believe Him for our life, and we trust Him with not only our lives, but all the lives in which we care about? He can do whatever He wants with them because they belong to Him, and we trust Him with them, whatever He wants to do. Too often times I have misunderstood faith to be about me, my faith. What God will do if I have faith. And it must have to be a lot of faith, because if I just have a little faith, God must not think that I trust Him a lot. So I want God to think that I trust Him a lot. So I must think that I must have a lot of faith, so that I can put a lot of faith in God, and God say, Randall has a lot of faith, therefore I must do what Randall says. Not. Jesus says to His disciples, it's not the amount of faith, it's faith. Regardless how big or small it is, you don't need a lot of it. Have you ever said to your child, don't you trust me? If you've never given your child or a friend or anyone any reason not to trust you, and they seem to be doubtful about something, have you ever said, don't you trust me? You and I are to trust God just like we came in this church and sit down in the pew. It's a never-ending, everyday occurrence. The faith you and I have is the faith that God has given us, and the faith you and I have, if exercised, will always be sufficient. Many times, we see people in a place that isn't good, and we see them trusting God, and we say about them, I wish I had their faith. Which means we might wonder if we ourselves would have trusted God if we found ourselves in that situation. But we have the trust to put in God. We just have to do it. Two nuns were coming home from the hospital. It's when they wore their habits. They ran out of gas on the side of the road. When they looked in the trunk of the car, they didn't see a gas can. The only receptacle they had was a porta potty. Yeah. One of these little bedpans. Thank you, Jim. So they went to the gas station. They got a gallon of gas, and they put it in the bedpan. And they carried it to the car, walked to the car, opened the gas tank, and they poured the gasoline that was in the bedpan into the tank. Well, there were two people who passed them. And they saw the nuns taking this bedpan and pouring something in it into the gas tank. And one turned to the other and said, now that's faith. You and I have faith. It's who we put it into. That's the question. You and I can trust one another to a certain degree, but you and I can trust God forever and ever and ever. For it's in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we continue with our Holy Communion, we continue on page 13. And if you are using a Methodist hymnal, we invite you to turn there. If you are using the board, it will be before you. I will read that in light print and ask you to respond by reading that in bold. Let us continue. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right, and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Please join me as we pray that prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, which begins, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever." May the Lord go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, beneath you to lift you from your sorrows, within you to give you the gifts of faith, hope, and love, and always before you to show you the way. Amen.